Hello everyone, I'm back on Bharat Trailblazers and this time I've got somebody very, very exciting. Jinhone aapke liye travel in India has become really available to everyone. I think he's the person who's made that happen and he's now got another airline that he's just started about a couple of years ago. I know price for guessing, and that's Aditya Ghosh with me. Hi Aditya, thank you very much for being here and talking to us.
Thank you.
And sharing something about yourself. So let's start, Aditya. Bataiye, where did you start from? I mean, not Indigo, but where did you start from? Your schooling, college, what is your background?
I grew up in Delhi. My father was a government servant.
Which college were you in?
I was in Kirori Mal College in my undergrad.
More sought after college, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think...
Amitabh Bachchan ka bhi wohi college.
Yes, and Kulbhushan Karwanda, and the Parikrama music band, and like, you know, Indian Ocean.
So all popular people come out of Karori.
No, I think all the people who were not studying, but found a way to enjoy life.
Yeah, that
is common. And my brother went to St. Stephen's.
And then you did your law, is it?
I did my law. And law was also in Delhi University.
Right.
So very much a Delhi boy.
Yeah.
So,
and then what did you do after that?
And after that, actually, while studying law, I was an intern at JSA.
Right.
And then went on to kind of work there as a corporate lawyer. Interglobe, which was the parent company of Indigo, was one of my big clients. After a few years, I moved in-house to Interglobe as the general counsel.
As the
head of legal.
And that time, did they actually start the Indigo
It was at that proverbial cocktail napkin stage.
Right.
So I just happened to be by accident of fate at the right place at the right time.
And how was that journey? I mean, when you joined Indigo, what was the fleet size? What was the company all about? In 10 years, where did you take it, right? What were some of the transformational things that you changed in? How did you connect and what did you do?
Well, it was a particularly difficult time, actually, because this was 2008. So really, other than the pandemic and the Great Depression in the 1920s, 2008 was the largest global financial crisis.
That's right.
So literally, the world was melting down. And we were a very small airline, not even finished 2 years of operation, had not made money. We were a very small fleet size, less than 20 airplanes, less than 10 destinations, about 1,000 people, 1,100 people. And we were competing against, like, you know, really giant competitors. So it was a very, very challenging time. Fuel had touched $146 a barrel. And, you know, fuel in our business is 50% of our cost. So what happens is that, you know, you can imagine, I always say this, that if you're, let's say, building a building and constructing a building and half your cost suddenly doubled in a matter of months. You know, you can go out of business.
Right.
So we had a similar risk. So it's in that circumstances I came. But then, you know, Prashant, I always get a little bit uncomfortable when people ask me, what did you do? What did you do to turn around and stuff like that? Because
it's always team.
Yeah, it's
yeah, but somebody has to lead the team.
I think a change
cannot happen without somebody leading the change.
I think,
or driving the change.
Yes, what I quickly realized, and when I look back, I think the job of a leader, the role of a leader, is also to be a member of the team.
Yeah.
And more importantly, also to be able to accept the leadership of other team members in certain conditions. And the airline business is particularly like that way, because a pilot does not know an aircraft engineer's job, and an aircraft engineer's job does not know, an aircraft engineer does not know a revenue manager's job, and definitely a lawyer does not know anybody's job, right? So what you do is, I think when I look back, what happened was we all came together.
Right.
I think the only thing I did was probably bring everybody around the table and say, and to paint the picture and paint the vision of where we were going, because It was a difficult time, but we were in the right business. You know, it was a business where there is a lot of demand, very little supply. So it's not like we were in the wrong business or in the wrong country. It was just that execution was required. If anything, people kind of, you know, came together around the table. We focused on basics. We focused on where we can optimize on cost,
right,
without compromising on quality, without compromising on the future, without compromising.
But what did you do differently? Because I mean, I think there are so many airlines which were, as you rightly said, low cost airlines, which were running at that timing. It was an intense competition, right? So what did you do different? That and when you put your vision out for IndiGo at that time, did you see yourselves where you were at the time when you left IndiGo?
And
of course, the foundation that you laid is
so, yeah. So let me answer the second question first. After the 10-year run, when I look back, I can't possibly say that, you know, I knew that this is how fantastic this journey would turn out to be.
Right.
So, you know, everything turned out to be better and more than what I had originally expected, because first of all, I did not go in with any expectation as such. I had a job to do, and I had the first job was to basically turn the airline around and make sure that we survive and that we make money. So now coming to that first question, I think while there were lots of airlines who were pretending to be low-cost carriers, they were essentially low-fare carriers.
Correct.
But their cost was much higher.
Right.
You know, so I think what we realized was, and no rocket science, but we acknowledged and we kind of, what we internalized was that the ability to be able to compete and the ability to offer low fares and the ability to make it something that appeals to the masses, we have to make sure our cost structure is the lowest.
Right.
Right. And by the way, that same goes even today. I mean, just last week, my business partner at Akasa, Vinay, who's the founder and CEO, Vinay Dubey, and Vinay gave an interview to the press where 20 years later he was saying the same thing, or right, whatever, 16, 17 years later he was saying the same thing, that at Akasa today our goal is to be the lowest cost operator in a relatively short period of time, because then that allows you to survive and compete in a very, very highly competitive
industry. But vision tha aapka ki desh ke sab log travel kare hain, air travel kare hain, aisa vision tha?
Actually, aisa nahi tha. I'll tell you, it was not ki, you know, to get a billion people to fly. That was not the vision. But I think the goal that we had in mind, or the dream that we had in mind, is can we create something that is very, very high quality? Can we create something the world has not seen before? Can we create something with extreme execution excellence? Because Prashant, I believe that when you are attempting something with that honesty of purpose, the growth, the size, the profitability, all of that comes as a byproduct of that.
Right, right.
If you, and dare I say, make the mistake of setting a goal saying, I want to be the fastest growing or the largest or the most profitable, you begin to goal seek. That's how human beings are.
Yeah.
And you begin to take certain short-term decisions. Like, you know, think of it this way. You know, all of us work with or are surrounded by so many early stage companies and startups.
Yeah.
And
eight, right?
If we give a startup a goal, the way you have to be the fastest growing, you start pumping in money.
You start burning your cash, right? Yeah, yeah.
If you give a goal that you have to be profitable, you shut down growth and you'll only
look at the cost,
you know.
Yeah.
So I think those are vanity metrics, and it's very easy to get distracted with the vanity metrics. Fortunately, at the age of 33, I did not know of all of these vanity metrics, right? Mujhe to bas pata tha ki I have to run a credible business.
Right.
And we as a team have to run a credible business.
Hmm.
So at that time, you know, all these league tables and fastest growing and valuation, etc., were not discussed in the press. Mm-hmm. So there was less distraction also.
At the age of 33, becoming the CEO of Indigo and then driving it, I mean, it's phenomenal. So just tell me,
lie about my age for a while.
That's okay. We can guess that. I'm sure it'll be in multiple airline records. Yeah. You can find that.
No, but I mean, the joke is that till the time that I was 35, I always thought that people will find out that I'm too young. So I would never give my real age. I'll say 30s and people would assume you're in your late
30s. Yeah.
After I got to 35, I said, yeh bada respectable age hai. Now I can actually say that I'm 35 or 36 or 27. So for a while I used to skirt that that question.
So, I mean, as a CEO of Indigo, I mean, what are some of the qualities that you think people who are running businesses, and I'll come to your entrepreneurial stake post that when you started Akasa, but as a CEO, what are some of those qualities that you think are relevant, important as a leader? As a leader, what is the learning that people should have when they're running businesses or leading businesses or driving businesses?
I think I'm wiser now than 15 years ago. So, you know, naturally, you know, when you're thrust into these leadership roles and you go at it, you try to improve every day. So what I know today, I did not know 15 years back. But I think the very first is that to know that, you know, you have to be able to start with the consumer, right? And that's the person you're working for the most, right? You know? But understanding what is the need of that consumer that you're trying to cater to.
Right.
The second is that you surround yourself with people who are smarter than you, better than you, or if nothing else, have an area of expertise which you are not good at.
Yeah.
You know, the entrepreneurs that I've come across and I've tried to copy, you know, most great leaders have a short list of things that they're good at, and they have a ready longer list of things that they're not good at.
Right.
You know, so they're extremely self-aware.
And that's where you get your team, and
And when you get that team, it starts off from a point of mutual respect, because you know that here is someone who's bringing something to the table which I wouldn't otherwise have been able to do.
And actually, the businesses which don't do well are the ones where you don't have in the team somebody who can voice their views.
Yeah,
and you don't give the freedom of speech to people.
Yeah,
you don't give mutual respect.
You know. That.
So tell me, Aditya, how did you manage people, right? I mean, it's a huge workforce to get them motivated, especially, I'm sure, pilots, crew members, engaging with them, interacting with them, and people are always on the move. How did you really...
I mean, I get that question a lot, but for me, it's a very simple answer. And by the way, that applies to customers also. It's as simple as, do you have a genuine interest in how that person is leading her or his life? If you can make the effort to walk in that person's shoes and understand the life of that person, the professional life of that person, what makes that person tick, what are the challenges that person faces, their personal ambitions, their personal dreams, then it's so easy to understand, right?
Right.
And once you begin to understand, then you're no longer managing people. You're only trying to facilitate their success.
Yeah, we're just connecting itself with people, right?
I'm sure you had over
10,000 people.
Over 25,000.
Over 25,000 people. So connecting with 25,000 people, or I don't know, how do you... Were there town halls that you used to do?
I do.
What's the recipe of that? What's the recipe of getting... I'm motivating every crew member, making sure that when they're talking to the customers, they don't lose.
So I generally I'm interested in the stories of people, I know it will sound like an exaggeration, but I would probably know 7,000-8,000 people
really
personally by name, and I will know their stories, and I know where they were and where they grew up and what did they do and stuff like that. So I just find that fascinating. I find each one of those stories extremely fascinating. So So when that happens, then, you know, over a period of time, a culture starts building around it. And culture is nothing but a set of acceptable behaviors.
Right.
You know? So if you are going to be a certain way, then chances are that other people will see that and they copy that. When we start doing the same thing, you know? I mean, I got a chance to copy people like Jyoti Sagar. I got a chance to copy people like Rakesh and Rahul and Rajiv Bajaj and so many other people, right? So, because you get inspired.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? You learn from that. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So, put another way, I mean, as a leader, you also have a burden of leadership because you have to be acutely aware that everybody's watching you all the time.
Absolutely. So, let's just switch gears now. So, Akasa, where did you get the idea from? How was
I didn't actually. The idea came from.
How did you get roped into Akasa?
Yeah, the idea is actually Vinay's. Huh. And that's why, rightfully, he's the founder and CEO of the airline. It was the middle of the pandemic, complete lockdown, to the point that, you know, it was that time when you could not step out into the elevator lobby, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, feels like, pata nahi kaise.
Feels like ages, kaise.
Yeah, kaise, and how did we survive prisoners in our own home? But I got a call. I remember it was afternoon and I got a call and it was Vinay on the line and Vinay said, you know, I've been thinking about this idea since yesterday. So I thought I'd call you. I said, yeah. He says, I was thinking, you know, we should start an airline.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great idea. And so it's as bizarre as it sounds. But then this true story is that because of some personal circumstances, my father was exceptionally ill at that time. We lost him in a couple of months.
No, sorry.
So I ghosted Vinay.
Mm.
And then I got a call from Mr. Rakesh Tunjumala's office. And RJ and all of them had known me from my previous role. And we got onto a call and they said, you know, we want to discuss this idea with you. And they started describing it. And I said, hold on, no. I said, is this, you know, the Vinay Dubey's idea? They said, yeah. I said, look, in the interest of full disclosure, he had reached out to me and we talked about it for a while and then I kind of ghosted it and I bet he hates my guts now. So he says, no, but like, what do you think? I said, it's a great idea. And so he says, okay, you know, would you like to get involved? I said, sure, but you know, you'll have to ask Vinay because I've been so rude to him. And they said, yeah, of course, give us a week or so. Hung up the phone or whatever, Zoom call. And within 10 minutes, the phone rang again and RJ was like, he too is, you know, jumping up and down. He's super excited. He's like, I'm trying to get this guy for months. Oh, so yeah. And that's how we can,
that's, you know. Yeah. And what's the philosophy around this? So, Akasa, is it again getting your, as you rightly said earlier, getting the costs to the bare
minimum? For sure. I think, with Prashant,
how would it be different? Is it going to be different? Yeah. Is it?
So first, let me say that where it's going to be the same. Across the world, across 50 years now, since the early 70s, time and again, it's been proven that the single aircraft, single class, you know, one type of, you know, offering what we have begun to call low-cost carriers has become the successful business model.
Right.
Whether it is Ryanair, EasyJet, you know, JetBlue, Spirit, or Southwest Airlines, right, you know, AirAsia, Indigo, I mean, around the world, right? Always the successful carriers are there. So there is no reason to change that business model. The second thing why it's the same is India continues to be an underpenetrated market.
That's it, yeah.
And for any business, it's a great spot to be in with high demand, low supply, massive market, underpenetrated. So so that's why. Where it's going to be different, I think, and that's one of the things that, a few things that we've been kind of beginning to focus on is, we not only want to be the most consistent,
right,
and dependable, and we not only want to be the lowest cost structure, but we also want to be the friendliest and greenest airline in the country and in the world.
Right.
So So if you look at, you know, we're only 2 years old, right?
Yes,
so
yeah.
we're infants and we have a long journey to prove ourselves. But if you see the first 2 years, in the last 19 months, 15 months, we've been number one or number two on time, right?
Yeah.
The most number of months we've been on time. Lowest cancellations, fastest baggage delivery, fastest growing airline in the world. You know, our whether it's our uniform, whether it's our food, or whether it's the friendliness of our crew, at a 24 aircraft airline, we've been able to create a presence. So now the question is, we can't get complacent with that. We can't get arrogant with that. We've got to just keep our head down. Every overnight success is a 10-year journey. We've got to just be able to keep our head down and be at that 10-year journey. And so to answer your question, I think what the market leader has done, and I was involved in it for so many years, has been able to prove that you can really create one of the most efficient, dependable airlines in the world out of India, where, you know, time was not given credit and, you know, people did not really give it enough importance. But can you do that and also create the most friendly? Because when you think about service, and that's why we struggle when people say full service, our belief is, as long as you've decided to pay for the food, as long as you've decided to pay for the food, why should our service be any different
from any other?
From any other.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Economy to economy.
It should be the same.
It should be same.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that requires training. It requires people. It requires, you know, constant, relentless pursuit of excellence. But I think that's where the opportunity.
Are the seats more comfortable?
Seats are more comfortable.
Seats are more comfortable.
It has a bigger, thicker seat cushion, more seat pitch. It has, in, you know, in-seat power. It has a device holder. It has a bigger tray table.
I'm gonna try a Casa very soon. You've already got somebody to go and experience a Casa, right?
And better food.
But honestly,
there's another business that I'm quite involved in called Green Cell Mobility, which is doing electric buses, right? Very high quality electric buses. The CEO there is a gentleman called Devendra Chavla. We call him DC, Everstone funded, Eversource funded, running about 1,100 buses in India already.
Really?
And it's transforming road transportation.
Amazing.
You know, in this innings, in a very, very simple
way. It's about providing those buses to...
No, it's actually operating those buses.
Operating?
Just like an airline, we're buying the buses from someone else.
Right.
We're actually operating those buses and, you know, putting up...
And what's the revenue model there for you?
Just, I bet there are two businesses.
Is it like B2B?
There are two businesses. One is a B2G business.
Right.
So a government gives you a concession and, you know, the city will give you a concession, let's say Surat or UP or Delhi or whatever. And then there is a B2C business. The brand is called Nugo.
Right.
So you are traveling in these quiet, really beautiful, really well done, like, you know, almost premium economy type of, you know, airline premium economy type of thing. But
and there is
a bunch of stuff going on in that business. It's just so exciting. We've got transgender, you know, colleagues. We've got charging infrastructure. We've got women, you know, cabin hostesses, as we call them. So that business is changing. So transportation in multiple different
ways,
you know. And then there is another business that I'm involved in, which is incubated in IIT Madras, which is doing designing and developing a two-seater vertical takeoff, like air vehicle, right?
Okay.
Which is electric and propeller. It's a hybrid. So eVTOL vehicle, two-seater, will do multiple hops, like an air taxi. Yeah, but it's the most concise design,
so that it can
do energy saving. It can.
And what's the kind of speed and height it will go in?
So it will travel about typically a 30-40 kilometer range. So which means that it will literally be the actual replacement for a cab ride.
Delhi Gurgaon ka problem solve ho jayega, Bangalore ka problem solve ho jayega.
And now imagine it has so many applications in the Jakartas of the world and the Bangkoks of the world, etc. So transportation in vertical takeoff and airlines.
So now you become a serial entrepreneur. or a serial investor in entrepreneurial ventures. With all the ideas that you have, you're just telling people to go and implement those ideas.
I think I've become hungry to look for hard problems to solve. And then look for people who are doing the hard work so that I can jump onto their coattails.
I saw you also invested in one of these coffee shops, right? Are you getting people to add more weight?
Have black coffee.
Black coffee there. How's that doing?
I was an early investor in Blue Tokai.
Yeah.
And that has kind of done really well. But in the food side, I have an investment and quite actively involved in a business called Wholesome Foods, which does Slurp Farm and Millet, the organic millet-based food brand. Again, the idea is, can we do healthier food choices for people at a convenient and affordable way? So instead of having a typical Maida, 2-minute instant noodle, can you have millet noodles?
Right.
Instead of having, some fried masala snack, can you have a millet-based snack? And likewise in cereals and then so on and so forth.
So Aditya, what's been your aha moment, right? I mean, whether it's Akasa, whether it's Indigo, whether it's the current investments that you're making or the board advices you're giving. I mean, what's that one or two moments where you say, I've done it all. I think this is really the turning point for me.
I have made up a lot of self-doubt. Every day, from morning to evening, I have a lot self-doubt. And...
Yeah, I thought that if I leave and leave, there will be no benefit.
I get that. I'm a very lazy person. When I say this, I know my colleagues are probably also laughing. But I actually genuinely believe that I'm a very lazy person. So I have to constantly fight that laziness. But at a personal level,
you look fit. I can see your biceps and all coming out. I can't see your laziness. Really, I mean, are you trying to mislead us?
There's a pattern. In school, I was an above average student, but I was.
मैं पूरी कमीज़ की और जैकेट पहन के आप अपने biceps दिखा रहे हो तो.
मैंने कहा ना कि always I'm interested in extracurricular activities.
So Aditya, you were talking about education. Are there any ventures where you are actually invested in education, or is it?
Also,
I know you're a philanthropist as well. So, is it more like social service? Or?
Yeah. So, I'm one of the founders at Ashoka University.
Okay.
Which is the
I know Ashoka University.
I'm just liberal arts university. Of course, the OGs there were all inspirational people: Sanjeev Bikhchandani, Ashish Dhawan, Pramod Sinha, Amit Chandra, Deep Kalra. All of these folks are the original folks there. I have multiple roles there. I sit on the board and I also teach a course there, actually.
Okay.
So I find that fascinating, and especially because the Ashoka...
And what course are you teaching?
I'm teaching a course in entrepreneurship, actually.
Okay.
This is the fourth semester that I'm teaching.
Okay.
But I think what I find so attractive is, Ashoka and that interdisciplinary way of teaching and education. I wish I had that when I was in school, right? Because I was somebody who was a science student but interested in history and was a school debater and did theater. So that opportunity to learn from multiple different disciplines is, I think, very exciting.
Yeah. How much time do you spend there? Do you spend like...
When I teach, then it's a 3-hour class every week, and then it takes 2 hours to go and 2 hours to come back, and then there's the board role and a few other things.
Yeah. But that's a great way of giving back, right?
I really enjoyed it. Only yesterday was the first class for this semester, and there were like more than 80 students, and 3-hour class, and the 3-hour class went by, and It's very
How do you manage your time, Aditya? With so many different things that you're doing.
I have great colleagues. I have great colleagues who help me. I've actually been very lucky. For the last 16 years, I've been surrounded by colleagues who make me look good. So I'm very, very deeply grateful for
you. Yeah, give us the list, we'll hire them.
It's a long list.
At least a few of them. The few you rate like 5 stars, we'll do that. How many flights have you done by now?
Oh my God, I have...
Do you keep a count or you've lost...
Actually, I purposely don't keep a count because I look like such a carbon emitter. But I end up traveling.
What, 5 digits, 6 digits?
Can For sure.
6 digits for sure.
Yeah.
And do you fly other than your own airline?
All the time.
Just to get competitor insights
or from convenience? Just like any other regular customer, you know, I prefer to fly the airline that I'm working with.
Yeah, ye batao, do teen ghante log flight pe baithke kya karein Indigo mein ya Akasa mein when there's no in-flight entertainment in India? How do you pass the time?
I think you can't open your laptops. I think in-flight entertainment is completely overrated because no airline's in-flight entertainment can compete with your downloading something from Amazon or Netflix just before you
board. But you're assuming that every flyer will download.
Actually, you'll be surprised how many. You don't have to go to this flight. I take the Delhi Metro many times. Mm-hmm. You just travel in the metro and you'll see people watching something or the other on their screen. So, and I'm not going to let it go, but I'm going to pick on something you said because Akasa has an advantage there. our tray tables are wider, so you can actually put your iPad or your laptop. And we have a device holder where you can put your phone. So therefore, you know, you create your own inside entertainment.
Right. So, and what's your best entertainment? What's your favorite movie?
I'm a big movie junkie. I consume like whether it is, but now though all these OTT platforms have such phenomenal.
So OTT or PVR?
OTT.
OTT.
Yeah, because you get access to so much more, and there's just brilliant actors and actresses. I mean, one after the other, right?
Which is the latest that you watched? What are you watching now?
I think right now, of course, I was watching a golf series called Full Swing. But before that, like I consumed Panchayat, in a go. Uh-huh. 8 a.m. Metro. That was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
So
what do you do before you sleep?
Then there's the one with. What's that one with Swanand Kirkire and Elawat? Three of us or something. Yeah, that was a phenomenal
movie.
I take recommendations from
you. You take recommendations from them. That's great. What's your favorite sport, Aditya? What do you like to?
I grew up playing a lot of tennis, but I'm trying to improve my golf now.
That's why you watch the golf series.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you realize how bad you are and how great they are. But I end up weight training every day. I swim. So, you know, like horse riding.
Any learnings that you want to give finally to the people who are listening in, you know, as a successful, I mean, career change, as a lawyer moving to a CEO and then being an entrepreneur and now being on multiple boards and founders for multiple companies, co-founders. I mean, it's been a great journey. So what's one or two learnings or advice that you want to give to the people who are listening in?
Well, the very first is, I think, to really approach life with an open mind. Even if you want to disagree with something, even if you want to say, I dislike something, my father used to say, you know, have a considered opinion. You know, so that's one. The second is to really approach everything with an honesty of purpose. Success does not have to be about money or a promotion or something. You're creating something, you're putting your name to it, you know, really approach it with that honesty of purpose. And really the third is to be, because there are a lot of young people who will be watching this, to be young and enthusiastic, not be young and impatient.
Right.
You know, because life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right. There's a thin difference between enthusiasm and impatience, right?
Correct.
How do you differentiate between the two?
Because when you begin to enjoy the journey and the pursuit of excellence rather than a particular goal, then you begin to be enthusiastic and tenacious as opposed to getting impatient that I've got to get to this.
Yes. Yeah. So basically enthusiasm, open-mindedness.
And honesty
and purpose. Yeah. I mean, these are the mantras. These are the mantras of Aditya Ghosh, guys. Follow that. You can also run an airline very soon.
That's the easy part.
Yeah. And I mean, I really like solving India's problems.
Yes.
Travel mein aap logon ne jo kiya, it's phenomenal. Anybody who's come up to you and said that because of what you've done, they have any kind of war stories that you have where somebody's really come and said, you saved a life, or you saved my marriage, or you helped me?
Yeah, there are quite a few such stories, and I think that's
or what somebody cleared their exams.
I think that makes it really fulfilling. Yes.
Yeah, you want to share something?
No. But yes, there are quite a few of those.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Aditya Ghosh. Thank you very much. Aditya, thank you very much. And that was Aditya Ghosh for us. Amazing journey. And make sure you watch it again and again and learn a lot from him. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.